Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long.
Okay, thank you for tuning into the program, and you're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, Manoeuvre, Sinner. I have to tell you the truth that, you know, I want to talk about some substantive things, and of course, I know these kinds of thoughts I am thinking are only going to make sense to some people who, maybe for the first time, they hear something like this. And things like this, like these, they would have loved to hear from somebody who they get a sense serious about what they're saying, and that they cognizantly examine the things they are saying and know that they are substantive. They are substantive and are the kind of things that people should be paying attention to. All right. Now, and because of that, it is good that I feel this way from, let's say, having clarity of history that allow, you know, those of us who begin to read a record of the past and know what, when we talk about jurisdiction of things like religion and BC era that talks about the past, the polytheism years that gone by, and look at when white people left Africa and go up into Europe. Because, I mean, all the life form are began in Africa and migrate out. That's what the history says, okay? Now, people are not reading history. Their mind cannot deal with historical records. And by people who know that to make the best of life is that you have got to know history. You can't go through this world from a child till you turn adult until you're dead and did not read the history of the past. And someone would think that, oh, you were a good person, you were this and you were that. And yet still, you die ignorant of who you are. Of course, you may be someone who's a nice person and do a lot of good things. But guess what? You just like the goat out there. I just say goat because goat don't talk to us and we relate to things, right? But I mean in the context where we look at animals and we don't know what is in their brain. We know that they do. They live a smarter life than human being. I mean, most human beings. And so what I'm saying here is this. Based on the fact that our brain has been made retarded by the wrong things we believe in. And the Bible is the book with those things that I born and raised up and began in the church. It's a place where my parents, they should not have known the church. But the way things go on in this world, that's what they came to know because they are in captivity and they don't even know it. So it is shocking for me when I start to read and realize that the church is not something that represents civility of mankind. I didn't know that somebody was planting those churches particularly to bring the black people in. I didn't know there was a conflict between white people and black people. I didn't know that. Now, if I died and didn't know like my parents, I would die a nice person, but too ignorant for the good of my own life. What I'm trying to say here to you is that when you start to find prehistory information, if you know what I'm talking about. I know a lot of people will know what I'm talking about when I say prehistory because a whole lot of people out there have good education and because they are affected by the European system of changing the world, they tell you blatantly that they are changing from the old world. They change the calendar. That is to let you know that. So if you are there and you don't realize that the white people change from our original calendar, polytheism calendar, the God's calendar that they establish and represent the African people's life. So as if you are under AD and Adamani today, you have no inalienable rights. Because these sodomites come with what they call AD and Adamani, and if you follow the history, they themselves don't know what AD and Adamani dam is. If I'm angry about this, I'm angry about the writing, because, you know, I'm not going out there to fight with nobody. I'm talking it. Since they don't like when African people speak the truth, they are made comfortable the way black people have been behaving, because they got it made with Africa, because they do business selling us into slavery and get some money from them for shutting up their mouth and allow them to do anything with us African people. That's the way it's going today, right now. So, when somebody like me begin to talk the truth, they have to try hard to find something else to preoccupy themselves, because there is no way to block what I am saying. I don't go to a university or nothing like that. And if I'm talking the truth, that even the guy in the university doesn't even know what I am talking about. Find out that, you know what, they are in a different world than the ones, than the world of humanity that the gods Elohim set, and they are under these white sodomite, AD and Adamani, that represents the new world that just don't exist. You are imagining. And you see, because your mind can imagine a lot of things, when you're confused and don't know the right thing, and you're suspicious about what the right thing is, see, if you were reading the right history, your mind wouldn't think that way. No. If you took responsibility to read and know what words are telling you, you wouldn't be confused. You only be confused when you don't have the facts coming out to you. But if you're getting the facts, you will not be confused, or not for long. Time that I have left to live is only time for me to say, get these nasty white people out of African territory. That's all I want to say. That's all I want to talk about. Because too many African people don't realize they are living a lie. African people are living a lie. I'm reading the World History textbook so frequently now. And when I see the position that the white people take up, it is amazing. It is bewildering. That, like, I am talking, and I think it is reasonable to ask people to call me, because if I am not talking something that makes sense, well, you know, nobody hasn't diagnosed me as having something on the other heart, a sickness. I am not diagnosed with any mental disorder. I mean, a lot of things can be wrong with you, and even be wrong with your brain. But if the part of your brain that reason argues have good communication and you don't spoil anything. Well, you know, you don't care if I don't have any legs when you talk to me, as long as my head is good. You know, if anything, my hands are, been in a lot of, disaster and stuff like that. I don't look all good. But if when I talk, what if I am just 3 feet tall? It doesn't matter. In communication, it doesn't impact communication. You see what I mean? Therefore, if I'm sitting here and I'm talking, you know, if I have a value in speech, if I am talking and make no sense to you, but can you ask me a question about what you think I'm not making any sense? Because if you make the conclusion that I am not making any sense, you are qualified to be a person who stand up, ask a question, explain, when you get answer to your question, because you're asking about what is relevant with what I am talking about. You're going to come into the show and you're not talking about something else. You know, I mean, if you are a person who is valuable in the communication world, which it is communication that helps people to discover things. Yeah. Words are what affects the human's mind. Even animals, you make shout at the animals and make, sign language to them like it's negative. They realize it's negative. Okay, they start run away. But what if you start snap your finger and say, come, like that. Some animals start getting tame, just like that, because they find out you're not a threat. Now, if I'm not diagnosed with autism, and, when I was in church for over 50 years, nobody ever tell me that I have autism. And besides, my, what you would call, informed younger brother with his academic education that I don't have, he's the one who's having problem with me and the way I talk. And when he cannot find the proper answer for what I ask him, he feel insulted and he gets angry and he say these kinds of things. Yeah. He begins to throw stuff at me. And then anything he throw at me, I go to the dictionary and look at the words he's using to me. And as it were, really sucking it to me. I'm looking at the words that he's using to put me wherever he's putting me. And I am coming back to him with questions from the dictionary concerning certain words that he used. And guess what? He cannot resolve it. I don't have anything that I don't resolve. I think the people who don't talk to me, they're losing something, because I know that some of them who don't bother talk to me anymore, it's not because I wasn't good to them. It's not because I was not somebody well behaved, because I don't have anything on my record. But 3 arrests in America. I've never been arrested in Jamaica. 27 years I lived there, but when I come to America, the first arrest I had was going from a Bible study about 4 o'clock one morning. I've never been somebody who is interested in anything else more than about the spiritual things that I would like to connect my consciousness with. I want to learn about the Word of God. Back them days, it's like back in the early 1990s, like in the early 90s, 92 or something like that. And I was coming home from the study and drive through a neighborhood and come to a stop sign. Just barely slow down. It's about 4 o'clock, 4 a.m. in the morning. I didn't see any danger or stuff like that. So normally, a lot of drivers, and I'm not trying to look company, but I know it. I'm driving over 50 years or stuff like that now. I know. You come to a stop sign, and it's a remote place. It's not a likelihood that anything else is coming anywhere. And you just come down, take a look, and you go on through. So perhaps your tires didn't roll, come to a sudden stop and say, 1 second pass, 2 second pass, or stuff like that. So I'm not resisting that I did not come to a complete stop, but I slowed. I'm sure I didn't just burst through, right? I'm a seasoned professional driver. But then a cop was on the side there, of course. Did not get my attention, but now he's got my attention because he's right behind me, and I stopped. And I was not in a mood to talk no nonsense to nobody at all. I was in a sober, but a more sophisticated mind. So this policeman really needed to do his job and just do it right. Don't look and think that, oh, this is a little black boy. I'm not a black boy. I am an hybrid African. Okay? So he came up and he asked me for my driver's license and my registration certificate. I give them to him. He's coming back, supposedly, with those ID and coming back with the ticket that I suppose he probably wrote for me. So all he needed to do is give me my ID, ask me to sign the serving me, and say good night. That's all he needs to do. So he wants me to, roll. I don't know if I add my window hop or something. I probably add my window hop. Don't remember exactly, but talking to me. So it's very now in the replay that he spoke to me and I heard what he was saying, right? But they were not like asking me a probative question that needed an answer. Because if he was asking me a question where I think he needed an answer, I would have answered it. But he's not answering. He's not asking me no question. He's just talking and like expect me to just volunteer and say, okay, something like that. I didn't say anything, right? Because he's not eliciting something from me. I mean, or address me with a question, right? And I'm not going to, like, answer stuff like going down somewhere, right? So he needs to just tell me to sign the ticket. because I give him the legal things already. He don't need to, like, go on with nothing else. So when I did not answer him, he tell me to get out the car. Imagine that, 4 o'clock in the morning. They think they can do anything. But I didn't. You know, I didn't play to what he was doing. I'm in a position now, you know, just do the job and don't bother my head on what I have thinking. Well, because I didn't stop at the stop sign, I understand that, but I wasn't acting like I was crazy, you know. You know, and if he's not going to search my car and all that kind of stuff, you know, just, I gave him what he needed. And he decided he's going to handcuff me. He still don't ask me to sign the ticket. Now, do you think, is there anything in this based on what I say to you? Because, you know, it's, some people think that, but you have an attitude or something like that. I mean, you know, even if I have an attitude, I'm not breaking the law. This policeman need to have some sense and just do the job and just let the day, you know, the sun come up. It's about 4 a.m. in the morning, right? So I'm not causing any problem. He needed to know who I am, and I gave him the and permission to drive on the street. And I gave them to him. What else this policeman want? Okay? Now I know what their problem is as white people and why they have problem with black people. You call it black people? We're not black people. We are hybrid. We are natural people. Why they come here and try to make us black people? I pass the church era now, and I am in the civilized era, the BC era. I am not no AD on a Domini slackness. I know now is that white people are criminals. And when I say that, I know the people who don't read, don't understand what this guy is saying. But it is world history that tells me who they are and how they come to America and kill the African who they call Indians, Pequot tribe and stuff. How did they come here? Where they come from? Why black people can't see that white people don't originate in, well, they originate in Africa. Fine. They could go back into Africa if they want, because that's where they come from. So do we. But there is a handling and there's a handling of the species, I would say by nature, because they came up first in Africa and went up into Europe and Eurasia and Asia. And that's where whatever belongs to African people, they have it up there in Europe and in Asia. Now, where this relationship come from with them and African people? Where? How did they come to know African people, hybrid people, where about? How did these white people come to know that? That, you know, and how they up in Europe, no language, they can only make stone tool over almost 2 million years ago. They are up there. They don't go anywhere. Why is it as they see us coming out of Africa 100,000 years ago, their skin catch a fire. They want to interbreed with us like they interbreed with the Neanderthals. What is happening today, you will see where they themselves write some of the problem that went on with them and the African people. They write it in the Bible. You ever see the part where they talk about the talking serpent coming to the garden? Did that story make any sense? It didn't. And now I'm confirming that it can't. You're reading and you're understanding stuff and it make no sense to you, but you have to go along with it because nothing else is there. Well, I'm putting this on the table now. I read it. I was a believer of it. How, when you check the spatiotemporal time on where humanity is coming from, we know it's just like about 3 million, 4 million years ago, human-like beings begin to walk in the African water or wherever, evolution was hatching them out. So they went up there 1.5 million years ago from Africa. And here we are later, say 200,000 years ago. How did we come up? Did we evolve too? Because they didn't have no civility. They go on until they could make stone tool, nothing else. They are nowhere close getting revolutionary, making revolutionary changes. The gods came, right? So they are 1.5 million years ago. Now come the Elohim to Earth 450,000 years ago. And following forward, under the BC era, they created us. Now, we have, there's no need for anybody to say, well, what I'm saying is confusing. There's no need for that because the history I'm talking. So I'm showing the timeline that these white people here today, where they're running the world, they live out almost 2 million years and was only able to make some tools just like their antecedents. Okay? So I am saying that contrary to what some black people think were the first humans on Earth, well, they're out of context with this part of the history, because it's not that we are not the first human, but we are only the first hybrid human being, first Homo sapiens. That's what black people must know. I'm not trying to claim something that it's wrong to claim. Don't mix up the knowledge, because that is going to stumble a lot of people out of control. Really? When you're not getting the right dose of something, oh man, doesn't make your chest feel good. So I'm telling you that this is what I live to find out. These white people are giving problem in the world partly because not that our ancestors wanted to go astray, but they were lured astray by these white people. And how did they do that when the Africans 100,000 years ago, like the world history textbook says, some of us, after spending like about 100,000 years developing in Africa, some of us was instructed. Because since we didn't know, well, we have to be told. How did we know to walk out of Africa and go through Asia and come into the Americas? How did we know to do that? But we were created. We were not evolved creatures. We have the record of history to tell us. It's not a history that the white people know our history, because, like I said, over the past 12,000 years, they learned to read from us. That's how the connection between black people and white people, that's how it came about. They wanted to interbreed up and get our blood inside of them veins. That's what they did. When they write the Bible and talk about a talking serpent come up and tempt the woman, they're speaking about themselves. They are the ones that tempt the black woman for them to interbreed with them. That, them, it's not, no, God, because no God don't make no heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on 7 days. That is not in history, none whatsoever. And you can't find that in a Bible, and you go believe that. You got to be kidding. Okay? The Bible belongs to sodomite. No matter what you see right in there. It may be good things, but they things in there where they don't, because they're uncivilized from 2 million years ago, just say, and they don't really know a lot of things about civilized communication. And until this day, although they know language now and fluent in language more than a lot of African people, but they are not wise to civilization like an African person is. And the general African people, when you look and see how they write the Bible, stories they put in the Bible, alleged allegations of certain type of action and stuff like that, you find out that they fuck too much stink. Well, not that attitude. White people as a culture, they like to fuck in their ass. They get pleasure from it. Okay? A civilized person don't have a brain that teach them that. Now, when you are not inclined to do something, you can get into company that lead you astray, you know? That's right. So it's a matter that civilized people have intelligence, knowledge that we are born with because of being an hybrid. And if you read the history that tells the process that make us hybrid, you have something else. You have something else to regard and respect as a knowledge. Not you are called to believe anything, because the way we feel about believing in things is what the sodomite church teaches us. They're not teaching us the ancient knowledge that the God teaches, how to use words, and that white people are telling us. So that white people get into the African hybrid people's craw, and they plant concepts in there that are not true, that is distance away from our knowledge. So now they get to put in something in our brain computer that shouldn't be there. We should be taught the indigenous knowledge, and we don't have that. And when you think that what you are taught from a child now about Adam and Eve in the garden, these fucking ass fucking honors fucking dog white people. You seeing them now in America, and you may not incline to understand. That's who they are. But look at what their action is and what the history is about them, and why are they in our territory? Why they come and seek to remove us? And remember, if it were just America alone that they do it, well, it would have to be looked on in a different way as to why they do it. But now, it's everywhere we are, they come and kick us out. When you hear them talk about Palestine today and talk about Israel, and I was reading where three young girls were expelled from Israel. Now, imagine if you read and know what Israel was 2,000 years ago, then when you hear that they are expelling Africans out of Israel, they call it today, you know, they're not even saying it's Palestine, you know. These fucking ass, they are so wild and daring. We have a Bible of stories, lies. I mean, latrine, foolishness, stinking something that these people now are pretending to the world. They are ruling the world. And black people don't have anything to do with them. And the Bible is full of stories. What they did when they came 2,000 years ago in that land over there. Where did they come from? But you see, they diversify themselves like they are not the same white people. They call themselves all kind of different names. Right? They think that it is a wide range of space where they are walking on what they are doing. That's what they think. They are uncivilized. They are Homo erectus. So when they steal things, they don't steal things like a person with life conscience would. They're stealing from you and they think it's theirs. We know it's theft. And they come in and learn language and know what theft is. But they still, in their nature, don't think that they are stealing from you. And they take killing different from the African hybrid people. Hybrid people take killing, like Moses said, thou shalt not kill, you know, the Ten Commandments and stuff like that. We look at killing another person, and especially you're not trying to defend your life. You talk about killing just because you're angry and because you're hateful. Now, these folks, they see killing you as they're just angry. So no big thing, I kill you. That's the way white people look at killing. If you don't understand that, I mean, begin to take a look. They don't see punishing an African person like it's anything all that bad. You don't understand that? There are a whole lot of examples to show that. Now, if they're coming to follow us everywhere we go, I mean, can't you read? Haven't you read Australia and New Zealand? The Aboriginal African people? Oh, they go there and gradually kill them out? You haven't read that? Now, do you think white people are sane and sober when they come to only African? They don't go, you know, and we are in the ethnicity group. And you won't read that they go to the Chinese and do it. you will read a little of the Indian in India. It's usually the darker skinned people they fool with. You see? It must be something they know about the darker skinned people. More irresistible, but they're hard to develop. It's hard to develop their mental faculty for them to rise up. And so, what I'm trying to say to you is that enough is enough. It's enough time for us to stop seeing these white people in front of us and say they have laws. They don't have none. And it is time for them to show what they have. If they think they have something, come show it to us. Apart from that, the word is get out. If we are burdened with a whole bunch of stuff and need to get into fights and all that kind of stuff, that's not the right thing. As far as I know, that's not the way things are to be settled. If you have an accuser, that accuser is either guilty or not guilty. So, all we need to settle now is what they have done initially. It's not what they are doing now. That is a part of it. But what matters today is what these white people do when they left their own indigenous land in Europe. Small in number, but they think over the past 12,000 years, they have something, not anything we have done wrong. We have intelligence that they need. They want language and everything. And today, when they're talking about they are Greeks and they are Romans and stuff like that. If you go into the history and really read where, of course, they are coming from 1.5 million years in Africa and go into Europe, you read that and find out who they were back then and come forward and talk about 12,000 years ago. What were they doing with their uncivilized self? Where did they go and learn anything to change them to what they are today? And all when we talk about, oh, they invaded the king, the coup in Italy, and what happened, they have all kind of story to tell. But look, it's only them to point on, and where they are twisting up and trying to say different things about they being Romans and where they are coming from as Roman is at some riverbank or something like that. No, they are, it's only two people have been in the world coming out of Africa. Two type of people coming out from Africa. We don't get no more body to go into Europe except two migrations. What I'm trying to say, we have something in writing. Regard. And one of them is, you are in, all men are created equal. Let me address that one there. Once we are now in a church concept of life, the white men present the Bible, and the Bible is now taken, by force, African people must accept the Bible as a word of God, and that the God in the Bible that is clearly a sodomite character and never really any spirit God anywhere. These white people make up these stories, and they bring the Bible. And we now must accept the Bible as God creating us, not the history that is there for us. These sodomites saying they're making a new world, and they are forcing black people to accept their sodomite new world order. A.D. and Adamani. Now, but what are they using to make A.D. and Adamani as a calendar? Heritage. They're not using their own treasure to make a calendar. A calendar that can only function in Europe. You understand that? There is only one calendar on planet Earth, and that is the one, the zodiac calendar, that links with the sun and the moon. And the rest, the zodiac calendar, the 12 houses of the zodiac, only that calendar connects with the hybrid people. This unto civilization. What you see these white people have on top, it's about criminal conduct. A.D. and Adamani. We African civilized people have nothing in our lineage in creation that spout out something called Jesus Christ and his Father. God begat a son. That is rancid nonsense, something that never have a germ of sense. Okay? So what these white people are living off today are the lies and criminal conduct that they began to carry out since they graduate out of 12,000 years of the God's academic school and priesthood service. They go in and say they're learning all of that stuff until the time was up. And the world is the textbook is lying down here. I can take you through that. Africa must be free from these sodomite fucking white people. They are going to get out of our territory and wherever they call theirs and where they call all the names that they used to call African people, they will go back to their jurisdiction. Because right now, they don't respect anybody to defend the historic truth and jurisdiction of human hybrid validity. They're above that. They're up on Mars now and going over Triton. Right? They're gone beyond us. If white men want to go beyond African people, drop every African stuff that they claim they own right now. Drop it right where it's at. It belongs to bureaucracy. You see, drop all what they come here and picked up. Well, yes, this is what I'm trying to say here, is that we have a historic truth that nobody cannot resist or gainsay. Why are we bothering ourselves with these people talking about they have democracy? These are things that they made up. We know that. I don't think much people understand that. But anybody with, we have all African people who are lawyers and stuff like that. These white folks don't care about anybody but themselves. And they care about themselves that take up what they call AD and Adamani law, 1220 AD. They use, that is their law. Now, if that is their law, government of antiquity from over time, or is something that they just make up fucking the other guy's ass? Where their AD and Adamani originate, where law of Ur-Nammu in Mesopotamia and also Hammurabi, Sargon, all these king lists that come and on, where AD and Adamani connect with world original government for hybrid civilized people, not these fucking ass shit white people, damn. It don't belong to them. They don't care. They gonna come and steal, overthrow the king and take control and talk all kind of a harsh, not even harsh, dear shit that they gonna come and write all over the place and talk about who are the Romans now and who were there ruling before that king. And all they can do is call the king a monarch. Why are they coming in and calling our king a monarch and super boss? Why? They think they have a right, because they think they have a right to want to fuck lots two men come to visit it. Okay? And they refuse lots two girls. That's what they write. Who says so? Them. Not anybody else. But it's in the Bible. The Bible that black people are believing. And when did black people get that Bible? Since they come in a ship or something else and come under these white people. These white people don't have no authentic, no divine connection with law and order outside of Europe. That's where they belong. Okay? And we don't need to fight them with nothing besides the truth. Just the truth. And they will find out that all these years that they've been fucking each other and give us their fucking decree and tell us about Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Israel. They don't know they are talking about. They know about fucking us. No, they are hiding like it's not hard hanging us. They're fucking. But they're just for a time. They just give us time and we forget everything. That's the way. They are the talking serpents, you see. So they know over all these 2,600 years the tricks that they have been playing to us and how successful they have been. No, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And if you think the truth that I am talking is weak, let me give you a little time and you will find out. That's not true. That is not true. And you will find out that there is something else in the world besides these white men doing all the kind of stuff that they are doing and black people can't do nothing about it. That is over with. It's over with. And having said that,
I want to take you to a little observation. And remember now, it's up to anybody to use their brains to do what is collective intelligence and not something that people just kicked around and something that you can live by until you're dead. Here's an observation on time. Going back under the BC era, and it is unfortunate, if I ask you, what kind of world existed under the BC era? How long? When did the BC era begin? And when did it end? If I ask you that, you're going to be in trouble. Okay? Is there anybody who's going to answer those questions and feel happy about what they have to say? And this is the problem where I tell you, it is good for somebody to come and run these guys out of our territory with just the truth. You see? And they will find out where their church went. Okay? Somebody who read and know, and not the one who say, I can't read that book. I can't tell you what's in that book because it is sealed. Now, let's go with the guy who don't read much of anything, but he, whatever I read, he can tell you about it. All right, well, that sounds like me. That sounds like me. I grew up in the church. Now, nobody needs to bother me besides just delve into my penetration of what we read in the World History textbook about the civilization of the world. And reading and finding out, it's not talking about white people who come now steal everything from black people. And I said, stealing everything. Diminish the image of the black people. After they learn to read and everything like that, and knowing that our creator, who endowed us with inalienable rights, when they come here and destroy everything we have, government and people, what did they give us as inalienable rights? Didn't they took away all the African people inalienable rights from east to west? That's what these faggots did. They don't have anybody who call them faggots. No, you can call the little whatever, little one them out in the street faggot. But when I research evil of America, it's not the little guy out in the street. It's not the little police out in the street. It's not the police force, period. It's who make up the police force. And that is succinctly what is called call the federal government. Anybody that join the function of the federal government, they are the demons that is causing the law AD Anno Domini to be written. It's not the little people in the street. It's not the white little white people in the street. It is those who say they are running a federal government and have all these, you know, mockery establishments out there and make it seem like it's good. And every day they try to refine it to make it feel like it's good too. They do all kind of things. The amount of cruelty that they are doing in America today on African people. They're doing it to some white people too, I guess, to make it look like, all right, we're not treating nobody different. But that's just, you know, that That's just being clever. Because the real objective is for them to mix themselves with African people blood. That's there. Because they know that they are on standby for extinction. White people know that. These guys in the government, they know that they are on extinction, like their ancestors, Homo erectus and Neanderthals. They do. And it is because they have already been going into the African hybrid blood why so much of them are around today. But they are on standby for extinction, just like the rest. History show you that. The genus Homo that is supposed to continue living. It's the African species. The Homo sapiens sapiens. Because we have the blood that live much longer, than any other species that they created on Earth. The higher power. That's the higher power. You know, these faggots are fucking each other's probably. You know, you imagine that when they're going up there, you think they're not fucking each other's ass when they go up to, you know, in this space shot, this space spacecraft. You think they're not up there fucking each other's ass too? That's all they want. Now, listen. If you understand what's going on, you want them out away from the hybrid. Hybrid means they who are the offspring of the Elohim, created in their image and after their likeness. We must not be afraid to tell these honest fucking white men to go back where they come from. You know what I mean? They don't want black people to have any kind of notion that opposed to them. These shitting fucking fools. Everywhere we are, they come there if they were not fucking idiots. They would be where they originate 2 million or so years ago. Why they following the black people? That's how they call us. Now, somebody may say, well, and you know, who am I speaking for? I'm speaking for the truth about and the fruit that the gods of produce for us. That's what I'm defending. It doesn't matter to me what anybody's out there doing. I know what life we have and who give it to us. Everybody will have to be responsible for what they do. I only know that we hold the gods respect and honor. Not these white fucking ass uncivilized folks who have to do so much to speak a language that now they turn such an idiot, they feel like they must kill everybody and say they own everything. They founded all the science and all of the great things. And they know they're lying, but they don't care because they are sodomites and they don't have any conscience and any God that they are praying to. They talk about God of the Bible. You know, I mean, that is something Africa should see to it. We are protected against. No, but it seems like there may be fucking guys over there, okay? And now they don't care what happened to us. If we don't begin to show, we have the muscle of the gods, the blood. Now, it's not the time now that we waste our lives and let these people tell us about their institution that they build up and stuff like that. And we cannot go and ask them about jurisdiction. Where they get this from? Where they get it from? The world history book, textbook is there, and nobody not paying that any attention. But they have their law that they talk about, federal law and stuff like that. The federal law don't care about African people. They have the what they call police out there that kill black people indiscriminately. And nothing come of it. They come into your house and kill you. And nothing come of it. It's time now that they throw out this pontifex and this presidency of America. Throw it out into the dump pan out there. Throw them out in there, because there is nothing here, neither in the Bible nor in Israel, that represents their existence in the African world. You see? So they're doing what they think, oh, they find that they can do. Now they find out, here's the roadblock. Because somebody here among them know the truth. Okay? Get down all of your stuff from out there where you have in the sky and carry them with you over into Europe. Carry them with you into Europe, not in our territory. Settle all your fucking differences with all your allies, them and stuff like that. All I want to find on the roots. You know, until you can tell. How did you come to speak after you couldn't? You, as a Homo erectus, into the world is a textbook. Tell how you come to be talking over the past 12,000 years. Let's get into the world is a textbook and see. What did they do to be talking? And now say they control the world. All right. Now that I tell you all of that, I never intend to go all down the thought. But let me come to the observation that I say I want to show you. And you may think about it if you like. But 1.5 million years ago, erectus, European, in Asia, and yes, so it's the erectus European in Asia and Europe. The BC era involved African and European. The record of history, pre-history, shows both section of history, the pre-history and the modern history record shows that European erectors and civilized with no language. They don't have any language or major civilized knowledge except making stone tools. That's it. Change came 450,000 years by the gods. Then the gods created hybrid Homo sapiens sapiens 200,000 years ago. Both groups were small. Yes, very small. I can't say, because I tried to get it from the white people, and what was the size of their group, but they won't tell you that. see. But I can tell that in our history, it shows we are coming from being hybrid by DNA fertilization in vitro, in glass tube. And the way our life was acquired was portions from each side of the two different life forms that was going to make up the hybrid. The hybrid batches, according to the history, were done 7 females, 7 males, each batch. What happened is you have like 14 female goddesses carry 14 babies, right? 7 carry boys, 7 carry girls. And when it run the time, it probably run like for 9 months to carry the babies. The quantity in which we were produced. All right. So you can put that together and see now, when we begin to grow up like an adult and begin to live on our own, you can see how we started in little villages until we got become plenty all over the place, all over Africa. We live, right? Until come on down, what you call, to the Neolithic age, the Neolithic age, the Paleolithic and the Neolithic and the Bronze Age. Think about that, okay? So the number of us, the way we increase in number over time, that's how we were procreating from the initial point where the God subject us to that process. And we have that in history to tell us every single particularity of how we were created in Africa 2,000 or 3,000 years ago. All right. So let me read a little more of my ideas to you. And that is, it says here that both groups were small, right? They are up there in Europe. They're not going anywhere for 2 million years, but that's where they are, right? Doing whatever they find to do. It says both groups were small, with human being civilized by DNA genetics. Homo erectus remain evolutionary. They remain evolutionary, tentative human being. You see, because, you know, like they get extinct after a while, right? Well, that's what these white people remain, because they don't have any blood that were, except their own Homo erectus, that don't take them too long for, you know, their lifetime. So when they interbreed with the Neanderthals, it gives them a little more, I don't know if it made them live a lot longer, but they were a little wiser, right? All right. Now, how did these white erectus suddenly over 12,000 years begin to speak in language and masters and masters in science, master in science, taking over kingship government jurisdiction after leaving Europe to pursue to pursue imperial colonialism. How did they just do this suddenly, sir? After they were there for 2 million years and African people were created like 200,000 years and walking out 1,000 years ago out of Africa to settle in other places outside of Africa. That's when these sodomites begin to get their African people to start lay down with them. So what you read in the Bible about some god this and stuff like that, it's all what in the creation story. It's all what these white people, after they could read and born with things like you see them today, that's what they began to do. And they decided that because of the sodomite cultural thing, we have got to go. We have the blood to continue on living. So they decide that they are going to sponge us up to breathing with us enough until them turn us into complete idiots. And that's what the church is all for. Okay? And the creation story is vital to them that we believe the Genesis creation story. Do you understand that? It is vital that we believe, because the belief is like the COVID that infects people. And if you don't get attention, you will dead. You lose your breath. You stop breathing and all kind of your lung, everything gone. This is why the white people invading every African territory and take the people hostage. Because that, if black people don't know, they are hostage right here psychologically. That's what we are. Psychological, hostages. We are taken hostages by these white fucking people with AD and Adamani that has nothing to do with Zodiac calendar, nothing for black people. They need to stay up in their European little place where they have up there. No. But they want to come get wealth from Africa. African people use it to spend and lavish on themselves at our expense and in our territory where we have all things in common. They want to be a part of it. Let us bring the truth out. Let's bring the truth out. Okay? Because that's what they're doing. Now somebody needs to find out and able to talk about it. All they good for is to kill us. Let us show them what we are good at. Or show them what we are good at. Instead, you may be out there and trying to keep the place, catch up the church and stuff like that. Read about what happened in the church with the tornado and the people in there. Right? If you think that you have a Bible there and you're a praying to God, you better look. Start reading and get knowledge about what history tells us. And if you think that history don't mean anything, keep on living until you're dead. I didn't think that I should just live out my life and not start something out that can benefit the way I think and the way I feel. So now, I am saying to you, if you don't look into stuff and ask questions and try to find out, you know, that time and space have something different in it for us. Why are we under these white people? Why we must think that, oh, they have a right to do it, not us? Really? It belongs to us. So how can it be not right for us to have our own place and have our privacy? They say, no, we don't honor privacy. What a way to punish us. You know, and they come with the Bible like, you know, the serpent came in. And writing all these old bunch of, you know, stinking odor stories in the Bible. What I'm trying to say to you is, if you don't see that African territories and the way we were created with the divine name, blood, the divine blood of the Elohim, they come and talk about Jesus' blood. What they really mean to tell you is that we have the blood of the Elohim. That's what these white people know. They don't want that to, they don't want we to come and know that. They'll never be able to manage us. But they know over 12,000 years and see what their position is, and they decide to change that. If you don't want to look into it, it's your business. We're talking about jurisdiction. How do they get jurisdiction of us? How do they start writing their own laws and stuff like that? And it's not connected to anything that is passed on down to us. And they decided they're making a new world and suck us up into it with their dog that they bring, all the big dogs them from Europe that they fuck. They bring them here and walk them past our lawn and everything like that. You see? And come here and make law that the military fuck ass and everywhere in the world fuck ass. That's what they do. Obama! Okay? And they so bad they can go to Libya and kill Gaddafi. Go to Iraq. I'm going to read this and then I'm going to tell you something else. Got to tell you that. This lady I want to tell you about, I got to tell you about her and what happened at 9/11. Because, I mean, people get lost in America because these sodomites have the money doing all kind of things and everybody laughs. These people who have no civilized sense whatsoever, but to use money and squander and destroy the African people with so-called law when don't exist. And they can use AD and Adamini talking about a Jesus Christ that they create, you know, coming from way back 2,000 years ago. How they are using the notable people who are African to create a spectacle that they want the world to believe. They want Africans to believe. There's nothing else but what they are bringing out. And I said, no. Mm-mm. No. Get out the Pope out of St. Peter's Basilica. Get him out. You see, all I want to know, I come from a sodomite culture. All I want to know, get out. When the gods up in Nibiru heaven see we are serious, we don't want you and your government where you have. That you call wherever you go a republic. We don't want who know. Go make your republic in Europe. Or Asia, whichever of them. But not where we live. That you're going to come here and kill and say it is yours, you fucking stinking ass. That's your culture. Keep it for you. And you're going to go away and come everywhere, yes. I mean, why Palestine is good for Hono? No fucking ass. You tell me, why don't you come here and tell me why Palestine is for now? And why America is for now? Tell his story. We read, we don't read like who no one know what we read. We know what we read, and we see exactly where we come from and where who come from. You see what I mean? And none of the riches that who have, can you prove the way you come by? You can't talk about you come American where you work hard and where you work hard for who? You see? Whose things were you using to work? When you come here, tell us what you bring here. You said you didn't have enough stuff to live on. And that's why you was coming here. You didn't just bump into here. You know African people intimately. And now you interbreed up with them. So you know a lot of things about African people. Now we're naive and we're not ready if we do nothing. You know all of that. Now we develop and pass that. Now, because the fact that I grew up in church 50 years and then come to realization and see exactly what BC is, I know that you guys are not coming from anywhere but a place where you couldn't talk. You don't have no civility. The little sense we want to develop is to just make stone tools. But now that you mingle with us, you have some civility inside of you, and you're able to tell us, oh, you can go to Afghanistan and take over Afghanistan. Imagine that. And mess up the fabric of the civilized world. The people who would live a good life, them running all to and fro. You guys sit up there like a bird in the top of a tree, you see, and I'm going with your antics. And nobody cannot get down to the root of why these sodomite white people are here. They neutralize African people and those who would rule and take care of themselves. They come and they neutralize them, neutralize our system of government. And these fuckers decide that, all right, we are going to do some fucking, boy. And they come and set up all these bogus institutions, tax office, social security office, FBI, and Secret Service, and all these kind of stuff. They set up like it's for real. Now, a shovel is being put under your fucking root and tilt you over, because none of these things are true. If it's true, show what A.B. and a Domini here of our Lord is. Show us. You did not get it out of your peers, asshole. You tell us where Jesus come from in the year of our Lord. If it didn't come out of his asshole, you fucking, where did Jesus come from? All the people that they kill. I don't understand how African people at large, they don't have nothing else inside of them than to glorify white people. I mean, I wouldn't come short of glorifying white people if they were not fucking ass, which no good nature don't make no creature to fuck ass. None. Okay? How they get into owning everything we have. And they have the policeman to say whether you're right or wrong. Why? What happened to our system of government? That is what falls into. Okay? From being the idiot that they drunk with a Bible. Now I know what Adam and Eve was doing in the garden. And I know what is the talking serpent. It is these white people. Can't you see the web? that they spin. Can't you see it? Yeah. You see, they don't have it on right now because they convinced the African people that they are the power on planet Earth. They can go up, they can go down, they can go any kind of way. But I tell you what, which way the truth goes, tell me. Now, look at this. They come with their imperial colonialism. Does anybody out here know what imperial colonialism is? I don't know. Sometimes I want to say that I am shocked to see so many people know anything about imperial colonialism. These people come, you know, without no endurance at all and take away everything from black people. All they have is their fucking AD and Adamanid law. Yeah. I read it all the time here. Nobody would call and say, hey, are you for real? Nobody will call me and say for real. Because guess what? It seems like I am the only one who begin to read and voluntarily talk about it. If I were a coward, I would not be here talking about it. Because I suppose that I don't live in a way that somebody must kill me and dispose of me any way they want. I live a life is good. A life of respecting all life forms. When we have something like this, I hate people who make other people, you know, I mean, come and turn you upside down. When you are doing, you're not thinking about them, but they are thinking about you, and what they want to do is drain your blood and take it like it's a nice thing when they cut your throat. That's what these white people do. Not jokingly. That's what they do and brag about it. I am making this, I am making this observation. Do you know what is a government jurisdiction? They don't have no government jurisdiction. When they talk about they have laws to control, you know, everywhere and, you know, have United Nations, it's just because they think they are bad and they can, you know, push Africa and other and African countries to follow them. Because these black people are still low. They are still on the down low. They won't get up. You see? And of these people to possibly keep push them as close as possible to become sodomites. Basically, because once they begin to use what you have against you, all right, they make it scarce. And a lot of things will happen to you. Them have the money, you don't have none, you will put them in your bath, you make them fuck it, and they give you a lot of money. That's what the system is today. Now, goes on. When they come, after we leave Africa for 100,000 years and come to the America and different places and settle down, and they go through that period of learning language and all these other civilized things, them bungle up and mingle up. When black people set up a business, they go there, rabbit and do all kind of things. That's where these white people are coming from, right? And why they would come here now, and in the process of doing us these things, they massacre us and then make phony law like AD and Adamani. They can't explain, but they have Pope that they invent, and they have emperor that they made up, and we don't do nothing, and we have the superpower here, kingship superpower, long before anything these guys come and talk about. How did we allow them to get us to get out of the way with kingship? How did we do that? And they are a little group of people from outer Europe, and all this big amount of civilized people in the River Valley and all around the world, and they can kill Saddam and kill what's his name, and nobody don't come to their rescue. Obama, a half white half man, him lead the U.S. forces, and Hillary, right? Yes, they go to and kill Gaddafi, right? And nobody don't come to their help, come to his help. All right, so now, when they come in with imperial colonialism, it's like, you know, a whole bunch of thousands of years later, after, you know, we scatter all and spread all over the world, they come in and take over everything from us until they have AD and Adamani. The easiest thing, the thing that doesn't weigh anything in a scale, AD and Adamani, because it doesn't have a subject, when they talk about in the year of our Lord. They don't have anything to prove for that. When they talk about a virgin birth and, you know, Jesus came from heaven, and all these songs today, when I want to sing a nice little song and pick my guitar to it, it's all about Jesus when I end up with the melody. It's all about praising Jesus. You know what I mean? Why can't we see when we read something to know whether it's true or not? Imperial colonial system. It's all something easy, something to block. Nobody don't block it. All the things that people are resisting and talking against. Nobody come close to attacking imperial colonialism. Nobody at all. So we will talk until all of us dead and buried. And these white people laugh at us, even when we are dead, and say, oh boy, they could, you know, even their generation to come, they'll be wondering, how were these ethnic people so dumb? That's what they will be wondering about. Because these guys couldn't, you know, they don't have anything else to do. Besides, just do it to us. Give us order. Have us following it. Because from slavery time, you can put one little white man to man, you know, a thousand black men. And on the reason why they don't catch him and strangle him is simply because they are afraid of what the white man can do to them. You know what I mean? At least they all could talk this man down to nothing. Didn't even have to touch him. All of them, if they know anything. But it just take one of them to carry that out. But none of them don't have any talk. It's different now. I mean, this dude... talking about imperial colonialism. Do you know what it is? You as a black person, do you know what imperial colonialism is? Do you know what it is? If you don't know and you go to church, that's right. They have a lot of things tying you down in church where you don't know about. You believe in church that they used to tie you in there because you are not about to ask them one question about the church entity. You're not going to ask them nothing like that. But what I'm trying to tell you is that they don't have any legitimate basis for entangling themselves with us. Because we are not the ancestors gone by that they wrap up with. We are different. They come and tell us they have law to take what we have. From way back, 1220 AD, they come taking everything where we have and kill us. And today, they can kill us as much as they want to because they have AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord. The Jesus where you are worshipped, at that same instrument that are used from time immemorial till today. Black people have no defense. Unless you read the history and you know it like me, and that's all there is to it. White people don't sit in a comfy chair. If you're going to take them up and you have the knowledge and you know exactly where to do, you know, on a knife, you know, on a gun, you don't have no weapon whatsoever saving the brain that your Elohim fixed in your head. That's it. That's what these uncivilized Homo erectus folks, that they are afraid of that. They are afraid of the truth. So, I read this out. The fact is, twelve thousand years, the masses don't pay attention, no attention. You see? You see that? These people come out suddenly, attack, and then couldn't talk. And all of a sudden, within this period of 12,000 years, they have imperial colonialism to take away every single thing you have, saying, in the year of our Lord, give them that power in their, what they call it, democracy. Democracy is not mentioned anywhere on the BC way of life. None whatsoever. Now, today, this is what we have. That people like Mandela, Emperor Selassie, and these guys make no impact. And these guys, he let you know that these guys are well schooled. Okay? And in as much as they make so many errors, we shouldn't have a hard time with them. When Selassie can't not doing anything, you know? And even the guys, you know, that Muhammad Ali and the Rasta movement, they praise Selassie. And you know, at a few times, I have conversation with some of people I know, and I tell them that, you know, why are you praising Selassie? For what? He came to Jamaica. What did he do? And if he probably helped them to make a school or something like that, did we get any history books? Did we get any special people to teach us, you know, our history and reinforce our indigenous values inside of us? No, none of that no happen. They don't consider that it is traumatizing for us to be exposed to white people who are teaching these kind of a sodomite stuff and want us to go into the school that they made up with our money and stuff like that. I want to drench us like Jim Jones, kill the black people and in Jonestown, right? No. So, I am saying that what I can see is that over the past 12,000 years, nobody pay attention to what these white people do. But when I read the World History textbook, I can see it plays out. Now, that I know they don't have no right at all to take their foot off Europe and say they come to the West and come with a brutal military force. They neither have military. They neither have civilization. They know to be criminals based on the language that they learn and find out that black people are weak. Now, how could they just go and overthrow the king in Italy like that? Hmm? Wherever they are coming from, these Sodomites, they don't have any military. They don't have any military. But they join up with the institution of the gods, that the gods polytheism institution. You can go there and get education. They did. And it is in the world, it's a textbook. So all of these, they were playing a double, you know, convex and concave maneuver. That's what they were playing. While they were behaving like they love the gods and stuff like that. They know their plan is to bypass a time when they will be able to come out of the closet as Sodomites. You see, they want to rule because they are Sodomites. And they don't, you know, they think they can push aside whatever we are doing and they can win us over. That's what they are doing. Now, they cannot stand up in front of me and tell me anything else because the record is there. They can't hide from it. And that's what we have here, brothers and sisters. That's what we have. We have the truth to send them where they come from. And we ought not to go to church. We ought not to vote for them. We have every resource here to live off. Let these honest fucking, pretentious dress stuff, you know, wrongly emulating African institutions. Don't let them fool you. So they come so easily and use AD and Adamani and use their Pope and whatever it is and take away everything that we have just like that. Not one place, not two places. Come on, get up. Get up. Because now they're talking like we don't exist no more. Can't you say anything from you just like that? If you can't tell them to, hey, look. You don't have a government. What is the law your government is rest upon? It's not what you write to come on our territory. It's the law that brought you here to take control. Bring it. You see what I mean? When you don't know how the law functions, you will do anything because you don't know what you're told, whether it's legal or not. But clearly, if you understand law work by jurisdiction, you can't have it, your way when your way is wrong. And this is what I'm trying to say. The constitution that they have strip African everywhere of their inalienable rights. Because they are telling you, the lie that they're telling about a God, a spirit that is in the Bible, that's the God that said create you now in a garden. And they can't find the garden. Why should we allow these faggots to go all over the place and treat African people this way they are doing when, of course, they don't have not even the crumbs of anything that could give them a right to steal the world, people, and what they have. Set up bank and set up all kind of stuff and say it's theirs. No, go in now with AD and Adamani and say, all right, all the dates that you're using to write all these transactions, give me the foundation for it. And that's the end of it. They melt. If you're serious, they melt. And that's what we are, that's what we have here struggling with all these years. It's time to stop the madness that these honest fucking ass white men are playing with black people. So they call us black people. There's a time for everything. And they know what they are doing. They don't think that we are alone on earth like they want us, the world, to think. These Sodomites know long time that mankind not alone on the earth. Because, first of all, they read our history, that they can write a Bible. they prove that they have written, but they have read our history, that they can do all these going around, cutting around with our character when we don't know to react to them. They know that. They are doing and spending a lot of money in space under the pretension that they don't think there is anybody else around. But the history has shown, since they came about, what they have been doing. So they can't make acknowledgement like Cicero in the first century. He said that the gods, and they say, oh, they love the gods and everything. They praise the gods and everything. The gods was around, and they know, and they were around when we're going to learn from the institutes of the gods. Institute that were not there when they first came into Africa 1.5 million years ago. Okay? These knowledge did not exist. Now, these knowledge exists on our Creator, who endowed us with their image and likeness and all the wealth that they provide. Now, we allow these fucking ass white people to come here and tell us that A.D. and Adamani, that we don't even search to know, wait a minute now, that Jesus never exists. Read the Bible and see Jesus never exists. The prophecy, nothing not fulfilled. They might write something else different in the New Testament from what the prophet prophesied. The key things in the prophecy of Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. The principal thing that must be fulfilled. You show me someplace in the New Testament that it is fulfilled. To be a king, to be a prince of peace, and all those things. Do you see that in the New Testament? When Jesus himself, in St. Matthew 10, 34, Jesus is saying, think not that I am come to send peace but a sword. And God in the Garden of Eden was the rankest God that anybody could have created for themselves. Because into this creation story, this God, it says, God is slow to anger. Was that God slow to anger? When, and God knows all things and see all things. Did God see everything when the serpent was coming in? Did God warn them about the serpent or tell them some old bush story about don't eat of the fruit in the middle of the garden and all this kind of stuff? And tell them they will die as they eat it? Now the serpent come in and prove that and call God a liar and everything. Nobody don't even talk about that. People don't talk about this kind of stuff. Why you don't talk about it? You've gone right over it because you just a believe nonsense. Well, I'm reading, I'm making sense. At least I have a little paralegal sense. So, I mean, nobody don't bother jerk and fool around. I know what word means and stuff like that. Use them and let us abide by it. That's it. Now, if we do that now to these white people, you know, you'd see how quick they get out of here. Because we don't want no more of them, church. We don't want no more of where we believe in where them can teach we. Them not to teach with nothing. Go back to teach their fucking brain. Okay? Something that they need to learn. Okay? I get this little observation. And that's how I cannot end my observation. Because of what in there and what is here for me to just keep on talking about. Because somebody here might not be touched by what I say. But somebody over there might. Right? So I am saying now, when you lay quiet, when years and years come and gone, where these sodomite people come and use outlaw means and take every single scrap of liberty that we have. You see what I mean? Every scrap. Now, just bring me before any noble or ignoble European and who supposed to know the history in the world history textbook where all of us must surrender to. Bring come the audience that them have and see what happens. As a matter of fact, I don't want no audience. Just bring me one with authority. Because I don't want to mix up with people like fucking dogs and come and I'll talk all kind of nonsense. No, I know those kind of people for that. People who understand civility. So, and all that these people, them fuck and so disorient and insane, that they would come with imperial colonialism and think that they, it's all right for them to use that and destroy the African people. And with their with and have an expectation to use what they call dominion reconstructionist teaching, which is Christianity. Use it to reconstruct African people. That's what they are doing right now. If African people don't know, these white people don't. When you see they come here and make Obama, put Obama to make law, sodomite law, that everybody can, you can marry same sex. That shows you they drop and dump the African people. When it comes to disrespect, that's what they have for African people. Why they come here and set law, federal law, that same sex can marry? It means every dirty, commie type of behavior, that's what they accept. In America, when they make it legalized, you remember the problem that they had when they passed the law? You remember in 2015? You remember? Yes. My friends, listen to me. If you don't know Wagwan, these white people have high expectations to dump black people and to vanish their statue in the world. That's what they're working on. Okay? All the achievements that they have got so far, they know that black people don't have a chance of surviving. Right now, you've seen an hour you have never seen before. You've never seen before. Because, you know, these people are the demons. You see? And their white body is the vehicle in which the demons, wherever they live in these people. And the gods that create goodness, that's a demon that is against the goodness of the Elohim. Now, we are the connection to the gods who give us their image, their blood, image and likeness. We are. And if we are following the church and all these things that these fucking fools and ignoramus people who leave their own land, homeland, and trailing black people everywhere they go. And we don't have guts to tell them, say, look, get your fucking ass back where you come from. We can't tell them that. Okay? Because they're providing us all the necessary money and stuff like that. It's our money. Why won't we get it from them? All we need to do, AD and Adamani, because it's not a government. That's all we have in front of us. Why do we allow them to make something AD and Adamani and all of the billions and billions of dollars that they have and playing around with? It's not legit. Kingship is legit. And that's history where Demadu, look, there is no legitimate law nor history that authenticates in the year of our Lord. Nothing at all. So they are here providing hoven to burn us in because we allow them no law at all. to control us. They don't have any law to control us. One of them would come on my program and prove that long time ago. They don't have anything. The reason why I'm here talking is because these shit-ass fucking white people don't have any government or any law. Law is in the World History textbook. It's not in federal, law code. What they have as federal law code is fuckery, stinking shittery, okay? Uncivilized. And now they're using civilized way of life to make it seem like sodomite is something civilized too. It's not. Get out. That's all. I don't want nothing else but then get out. If they can't show their authenticity, get out of all of our territory. Otherwise, the dear God bring down all this tornado upon them. Because now, I've been looking last night about recent tornadoes. When I think that tornadoes getting scarce, I realize that's not true. You know, I am here and I am, you know, thinking. And, you know, I want to see, you know, something happening, you know, because I'm sure when I see something happening, you know, it put grease in my wheel. You know what I mean? Look, I don't want my wheels to run out of grease. Whether or not I'm seeing or not, I have my focus on what I think is true. And some things for you see, the sign, you see, of what you desire. And so it is. However, when I see something going on, it set me at ease. Really, it put me in gear. All right, so let me finish this. The fact lies in 12,000 years ago, but the masses pay no attention to it, the 12 years that passed. So because they blind our minds, our understanding, that everything we look at as it is spiritual, and that's the way we allow them to, we read and we don't understand, and we allow them to do whatever they want. And you think like AD Anno Domini is something supernatural, and yes, but it's not. I mean, but anything is like supernatural when you can't understand it. When it's broken down, then it loses the super. You know what I mean? Now, so because black people are toned down with the Bible, this belief syndrome that we have, we don't understand why these people are talking and outmaneuvering us. We don't understand. But this is the 12,000 years which they educate themselves in civilization. Look, they couldn't get civilization before the African people were created because the God were secluded by themselves in South Africa. Okay? Nothing wasn't coming out anyplace else. There was no civilization anyplace else. When they created us, these white people, they are the ones who come out and intermingle with us. When was that? I mean, since the past 2,000 years, since then. So they were not civilized before. Didn't have language or nothing. So 2 million years passed. That's about. Before they start to do stuff to make changes in their head. And instead, they really learn to get better. They go down into the dungeon. Because what they are doing today, isolate the African people and only associate with some who get little money and little things from them. You see what I mean? But they have it all rigged that we must not find out their trick. But that's over with. That's over with. because you would have to now come and tell me that I'm talking nonsense and show me what is sense. If you can't do that, I am the type of guy, you'll have a heart attack. You know, you may have a heart attack because I'm sticking to the word, and you better think right. You're not, you better don't talk no gingy fly nonsense to me. You see what I mean? No, for why? If I'm going to defend a cause, I'm going to defend it with everything that I have. And everything that I have is inside of me, not outside of me, not in my pocket. Okay? These sodomite people, they don't have anything to defend themselves but weapons. And I am the right person to deal with. Because I don't have none of them weapons. But what I'm telling people, if people understand what I'm saying to them, they will run for their cave. Run to their cave. In Europe, because that's the place was given to them. That's where they went. They didn't go anyplace else until we came here as a distraction and as a something stimulation to them to go on and look a better life. And everything they talk about is black people. They don't talk nothing about themselves to work and cause the world to light up. They have to carry your name. They have to call an African name on anything they do for the world to stand up to it. Moses and all this kind of stuff. You know, see, why didn't they call a sodomite name? No, they do not. The place that African people have in the world, no other species can fulfill it. These guys write the Bible to lie and to turn our heads, you know, in a different way. And that's what the problem is. If we turn around by tomorrow morning, the world is a different place. Now, the world is a different place. Anywhere, my voice is heard. And people who listen to me, they know they don't fool around if they want to talk to me. They know that. Because all the people who disagree with what I say, they have a right to disagree. But look, if we are not crossing lines and we're not fighting for turf, you know, I mean, go on about your business. But I am a just person. You don't leave your land and come over my land and say you own my land as well. You don't do that. That's not what justice is. That's not what the history shows. So there, the world is content with these faggots that leave Europe, go into Italy, and push out the king, and go all around the world with the ammunition that the king had, and beat up black people. Yeah. Now, why the world agree with that? You tell me. Now, if you come to me as an envoy, an advocate for these blasted fucking ass white, you know, I mean, I can't even get the right adjective them to call these thieves and parasites. Look, now, how do we sit down and allow them to run the world, fucking each other's ass every day? I know that nature don't stand for that, so. So I said to you, you didn't know they talk. I'm telling you. You know, I'm not telling you in great detail right now, but I'm telling you at least to give you a clue as to what you're seeing. Why are they talking? And they don't come from a talking species. Come on. Come on. Come on. Find out. I'm telling you why they're talking. The gap is there between 1.5 million years ago and between 12,000 years ago. Okay? And I'm telling you, it's for you to come, go, look, start, find. And know that what I'm saying is for real. Now, that causes civilization to remove. You see?
what they have done causes civilization to cease. And we do not have the service of our government anymore. How about that? We don't have the service of our government anymore. You see? And I tell you, it's bad. It's not good. Just not good at all. Okay. Yes. Civilization is removed. Civilization is removed. Civilized people become brain civilized people become brain or their brain become retarded. This is what happened, you know. Follow the sequence of what I'm saying. If you think black people are retarded, you got to start thinking more refined, because all the 50 years I live and nobody look at me like I am retarded, but everybody is retarded. You see, the country and the leader brain is retarded, because we are not living and thinking by the indigenous history that we supposed to know. We are under the white people them KKK and all of the sodomite precept that I have Jesus and washing the same feet and stealing from the black people every day. We are under the precept that accept those things, and leaders of countries who accept those things because they grow up under parents that, you know, send them to school and learn from the sodomite university and colleges them. We are totally leaders astray. Why? We needed Africa. We needed the kings them of modern time to really help us, and they don't, because they all are poisoned with the same nonsense. Now, it goes on to say, yes, because of what these white people did and write that Bible and tell us about all these snakes and talking snakes and all these old bunch of God in a garden and stuff like that, that's where our mind is. And the truth is not there. It is in our history that we are to read, and they put the history out of our way too. We need to go and find it. It is available, but we have to now start to communicate and find out where the truth is. It's not in the Bible. Genesis creation story is not our creation that tells us about the gods, the Elohim, them that create us in their image and likeness. I know that we for read. All right. Civilized people become brain, their brain become retarded by speaking in the Holy Ghost, right? Speaking Holy Ghost tongues. They don't know. They're speaking in this Holy Ghost tongue that they don't know. Now, living under sodomy, A.D., contrived, A.D. Anadaman, A.D. law, contrived by sane, civilized, sodomy white men, and condemning the Elohim and the African people. Now, my friends, you know, I try to put that little observation together and hope that I could share it with you. So whatever you get from that, whatever you get from that, it's a lot to know, a lot for us to know and to move away from, a lot of things. I was telling you that these white people, you know, some people will say, well, then I am an atheist. There's no atheist. Atheists are people, if you want to apply the word atheist, it's not necessary. But people, if there be any atheists, the white people are atheists. They have a way of turning things around. But they are the atheists. They are the ones that make a God that you cannot identify with, no matter how you believe it. All right? And they take up African people as, okay, we learn from them and everything like that, but we find out that we can outsmart them, right? So they go ahead and call themselves a super race. Tell you about the over the past 12,000 years, how they graduate. All right. Look at what these graduates is going to do when they say they come to the United States and have a court system. If they are civilized people, is this the way they behave to Africans? Before they say they start run a Diana Damani government, what was the African people doing? Weren't they learning academics from us? They did not learn it from any other source. They learned it from us. And if they are really a people that are of change from a evil way, what they have now, making their own laws and say, you know, they can kill us and do us whatever they want and go to every country that we have and use the military that they have stolen and control us everywhere from post to post. What I'm trying to tell you, these sodomite white people, you don't need to look like on them like they are some human. They are not real humans. Because look, when they come and decided to overthrow the African people in America, look, when they said they set up a court, if they were not what you call now wrongly emulating court system, if they really were genuine legal court system, would they do this to the African, people? This is what they did right here. In 1857, the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people, see, they call us black people. We are not black people, but they, sodomites, brand us black people. All right? So you know who it is, Supreme Court. Meaning, everybody in the government. Everybody in the government, they make up what is called a Senate, and a Senate choose the judge them, like about 9 judges. And right now, they put one to be Supreme Court judge. Right now, they might have 1 or 2, you know, always outnumbered. But I think at the time when they have, in 1857, I don't think at that time they had any blacks as judges back that time. I'm not sure, but I don't suppose so. Because at that time, they were at the height of suppressing the African people, only down to the level of slaves, all right? So, Supreme Court ruled that black people were property. Now, think about that. And as such, they had no claim to freedom. You think about that.
they were not free to even file a lawsuit in federal court for freedom from a white, from freedom from the white people who owned them. That's what they tell. This decision was made in the case Dred Scott versus Sanford. That's what I want to tell you, so you understand really what's going on. And stop living for Christmas and all them kind of things, man. Come on. All right. You know what? I have very little time left, and let's get this little tune here out. It's Nat King Cole. It's the Autumn Leaves. It's not long, and I have to come back and rush it.
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. But autumn leaves start to soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Wonderful. Now, I got to go. All right. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Tamal Dredd. Out of the book, Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, My Never Funeral. All right. Let's get on to this. Ultimate knowledge of Homo sapiens sapiens, hybrid prehistory, civilized human. All right. Now, that's who we are. The explanation for Africans, hybrid black ethnic people created only to labor for Elohim gods. That's it. It wasn't to go to no heaven. So if you're there and think you're going to go to a heaven, that's not the reason why, if you're African, that's not why you were created. Reading the Bible, by now, you should know what the Bible says and begin to understand what the truth is. There are too many things in Africa, Lebanon, Bialbek, Peru, inter alia, around the world. Elohim established we're as one can plausibly one cannot plausibly deny. All right?
Let's see here. Okay. There, no one. Yeah, no one can plausibly deny it because the evidence is everywhere. You got to be a fool to still go on believing nonsense, vapor, in the ear of our Lord. You go on believing that in the ear of the Lord and you can't find anything. Just like you can't find no Adam and Eve in no geography at all. You're just satisfied to believe that. Now, it goes on. Civilized, all-powerful oracle, inclusion said, River Valley, emergence of civilization, had important religious developments also characterized the new urban civilization. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. If you can't trace your existence and you're reading Bible with Adam and Eve, you're done. You're forever. You don't have any inalienable rights because you can't get inalienable rights out of the Bible that has absolutely no academic consultant certification. Nobody at all. And how many people don't care about that? They care about believing what the Bible says because they can't get rid of what is placed in their brain at a time they had no clue what it was. Now, they don't want to take it out because that's all, you know, they feel like it's real. All right? Now, communication can allow you to remove anything that bothers you because words with the power, if you accept and, you know exactly what you're dealing with, you can heal yourself by relieving yourself of a whole bunch of foolish. So now, the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence, we must know the fact of our existence, our indigenous existence, not Bible. Bible has nothing to do with it. Bible is not a BC product. It's an AD Anno Domini stinking honest fuckers product. All the churches belong to fucking honest white men. That's who all the churches belong to. It goes on. Yes, gods and goddesses were often believed. God and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. This is not Genesis 1 creation story. Never found. Right? This is not Adam and Eve. This is not Genesis creation of a spirit God. Creation of an Adam in a garden never found. Because uncivilized Homo erectus Europeans wrote the Bible from prehistory. Extract about hybrid creation. Prehistory is forever. Cadian language is which the Atra-Assis text was in which the Atra-Assis text was written, and from which all Semitic languages have stemmed, applied to the newly created being. The term Lulu means, as in the Sumerian, man. Lulu means man, but which conveys
the notion of mixing. Now, this is a different dimension, because when you say mixing, you probably don't know what they're talking about. But what create man was a mixture. When I said we are hybrid, this is what it leads to. You have got to see this now, that we have the history that tells us, I mean, very, very clearly how we come about. But we are not accustomed to this understanding, because we grew up in the church and with the Sodomite Bible. You see, about Jesus and God beget a son. And you notice no woman is involved in Christ coming from heaven. Christ don't have a mother in heaven. But when they put him on earth, Jesus is born of a virgin. And you still, nobody witness anything about that as true. Okay? Now, when somebody writing those kind of things, it's time for you to know that, you know, you're not reading history. History tells you, and you can find those facts, you know, near or far. As long as those things are things that cannot perish. You see? But we have too many things that cannot perish for us to leave and go listen and believe these kind of stuff, what you read in the Bible. All right. The word Lulu, in a more profound sense, thus meant the mixed one, which means we don't come like, we don't evolve like white people. And we don't come like, oh, we born today, man and woman get together and have picnic look like them. You see? Now, we look like the gods because they give us the blood. The blood make us look like them after image and likeness. That's what it says. Now, what part in the Bible make you look like the image of the spirit god? Oh, does a spirit god look? Idiot. How does a spirit god look? And that justifies you to believe that stuff. I'm telling you about the history that represents us, a people that come from the highest form of creation. And we gone after these faggots. You know, start to think. All right? Now, so it tells you that the Lulu is a man, and the man is a mixed one, because he's an hybrid. The word Lulu, in a more profound sense, thus meant the mixed one. This also reflected the manner in which the Adam, earthling, as well as he, blood, was created. You see, so the more you get to understand the reading of the history that is coming from the Mesopotamian source, is the more you get to understand and get to get away from the Bible, where it don't give you no explanation for yourself, for you being created at all, right? Numerous texts in varying states of preservation or fragmentation have been found scribed in Mesopotamian clay tablets. In sequels to the 12th planet, this is Zachariah Sitchin book in reference here, the creation history, they want to call it myth, it's not myth, it's history. We don't have no myth that speak of the gods that came here from earth, from heaven, from Nibiru. So the 12th planet, the creation history, or story, to the 12th planet, the creation history of other people from both the old and new worlds have been reviewed. They all record a process involving the mixing. In the world today, mixing is something that is accepted as something not just merely accepted, but practiced. All right? It's reviewed. He starts telling you in his book, the creation history of other people from both the old and new world have been reviewed. They all record a process involving the mixing of a godly element with an earthly one. That's concerning our creation. We, not white people, as often as not, the godly element is described as an essence derived from a God's blood. And the earthly element as clay of mud. And read page 162 from the book. The planet, the 12th planet. You can read about this from the book, the 12th planet. You can get a little book. It doesn't cost a lot of money, but it's the real history, Sumerian history. Okay? And when you read it, you can tell whether or not it's talking foolishness. Right? And see if it takes you to some place that you can go, because the place is Africa, where we are created. We talk about the blood and all these things, because the laboratory is there on record, that you can go and see the place, whether or not the laboratory is still standing there or not. But it's a laboratory there that all these processes about our creation were done. They don't have nothing in the Bible to tell you besides mock the history with the truth and write this whole bunch of believing nonsense in the Bible. Then as not, the godly element is described as an essence derived from a God's blood. Didn't say from all of them, but one of them, singular tense, one of them, blood, was given to create the hybrid human, the primitive worker. And the earthly element as clay, mud. All right? So if you want to get this book, I can tell you, Amazon.com and Barnes and Nobles, and, you know, I cannot stretch it any further than that. But those two book distributors, I feel pretty sure, because that's, you know, that's where I got mine before. Right? And I don't have it anymore, because I think I gave away the copies I had of the 12th planet. But, you know, I'm thinking about getting another one, right? Because I have quite a few of them here, like about three of them with me right now. But there are more, you know, from the author, Zachariah Kitchen. So this is what I have for you there. And I have the last segment. I have the last segment that I would like to go through with you as well. And, okay, this say, they saw their mission as convert these Canaanites, Sodomites, are saying, after they overthrow Palestine. They are concentrating now with bringing Christianity on the African people in America, right? And black people are very fragile, and they are not going to be victorious fighting against these people who are coming from Europe. They're stinking ass looking for others to fuck. They come in, and you probably know the story how it worked out with the Indians here, okay? They didn't know to administrate or do anything, so these guys come here and, you know, I mean, work them over, failing to convert you to Christianity. it was acceptable to slaughter you, the black people, to slaughter them in the name of Christ, of Jesus Christ. When I tell you no God, no Father, no begotten, no son. And it's two dirty sodomite characters they're writing about in the Bible. It's fiction. There is no God and there is no Jesus. So it's, you know, I mean, you don't have to feel bad. If you have to call them homosexual and faggot and fucking ass white people, call them so, because all of them are responsible for it. What are they doing in America? And they're all enjoying the wealth in the context of coming here and spreading Christianity. Every one of them. Okay? For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian. The black people, them. The tribe of them. On May 26th, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritan to be directed by God. God tell them to kill we. God tell the white people them to kill we. It's true. Here it is. 10. John Mason declared, God laughed. His enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven to do what? To burn us, because they don't have no soul. They burn us into oven. These people, we don't know what they do to them, and nobody wants to talk about it. That's what they do. Thus did the Lord. Imagine that these fucking ass white people talking like this in their documents about Christianity, and these are the things, the killing of the savage massacre of people who don't leave their land and go to theirs. Black people don't go to Europe and do anything to white people. They are here, I mean, 26,000 years now, doing it to the African people, and nobody take a stand, the right stand, right? They only have so long to tarry right now. They only have so long to tarry here, and you won't hear no war zone gun firing, but they will feel it. You go out there right now, people are afraid of the tornadoes. Why there are so many tornadoes now? Remember when they came here back in the 1600s, there wasn't any tornadoes. Their own records say that. If there were no tornadoes, well, before them, the African people were not complaining about no tornadoes. Do you get it? We know our origin. I just read it here. You see? We know our origin, and we know the workings of the forces of nature. And that's what this is all about. We are created by the gods now. When we fool around and gone to church and all this kind of stuff, these faggots are making up a new world order and sucking us up into it. The gods cannot pay attention to us because we belong to the sodomites, them. That's what's happening. All right? Turn to the gods who created you. What they give us to know, not believe, to know knowledge. Cling to that. Otherwise, these guys will do exactly what they are doing, because our ancestors did wrong. And we here today must come to realize and get out of that lifestyle. To think that you're going to marry a white girl and all this kind of stuff. No. Tell white people to go back to Europe, their good looks, because we don't want them here. Carry their body, go give it to those who are their own. Okay? That's it. Don't no pity party and oh, they come here and what they do and stuff like that. You must understand what they want, why they come here. Look far enough to understand. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies, Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritan, Indians, and manifest destiny, converting the Puritan for God was acceptable, but to the Puritans, we're talking about this government people in Washington. Now, who are we talking about? It's them talking like this. Converting the pagans for God was acceptable by the Puritans. A dem are the Puritans. Now, who overlooked them? A dem are do it. But killing the black people, them call us pagan. We are pagan, of course. But they're using it derogatorily. Killing us for the Lord was also acceptable. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And now we don't have no more time. Blessings to you. And the words. If you get good words to do something to you good, then you are blessed. All right. See you next time. Billy Ocean, Suddenly.
Used to think that love was just a fairy tale, until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly you're in love. Ooh, yeah. Girl, you're everything a man could want and more. 1,000 words are not enough to say what I feel inside. Holding hands as we walk along the shore. Never felt like this before. Now you're all I'm living for. Suddenly suddenly you're in love. Each day I pray this love affair would last forever. Ooh, suddenly life has new meaning to me. Suddenly, you're in love.
Do I see implant? That guy there was I don't think he's hit.